Hello, everybody. You're listening to the MYS Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the second episode of our MYS podcast. Before we begin today, we have a couple of announcements. There are several events coming up at MYS office in these couple of weeks. First of all, we have our indoor games at the MYS drop-in room on the 6th of November. So if you're keen on playing the pool, playing some table tennis with the guys, or probably enjoy an Xbox game at our drop-in room, please join us on the 6th of November. And coming up on the 8th of November, it's a Sunday. It's our biggest game of the year, the 2015 Championship Games. We have outdoor soccer, volleyball. The game starts at 10 a.m. at Dixon Oval. So if you're keen to play some soccer or volleyball, please register your name with our MYS staff here. You can always email to alex@mys.org.au, or you can also email to eagle@mys.org.au. And last but not least, we have our annual awards night on the 13th of November. Join us at our function room at the Multicultural Center on the 13th of November, 6 p.m. We'll have a nice dinner together, have a fun time. We also have several communities that will be performing, and some of our regular members here at MYS will be showing off their talent. So look forward to that. And on with today's show. Today we're interviewing one of our Scandinavian member of the MYS staff, the very efficient and very organized Toya. We'll be speaking to Toya, and she'll tell us a little bit about her background, which allows us to get to know more about her. Hi, Toya.
Hello.
Toya, so tell us about how long have you worked here in MYS?
Approximately a year and a half.
A year and a half. Did you? What brought you here in the first place?
Coming from a migrant background myself, and having no services when I was younger and going to school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a general interest.
Okay. So you're a case manager here?
I am, youth and family support case manager.
So let's talk about you. So what is your hobby?
Gardening.
So planting.
Gardening and bushwalking, and plants and animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wild animals, domestic animals, nature in general.
So do you have a pet?
I have two dogs.
Oh, nice. What kind of breed are they?
One Labrador and one mix. I'm not sure what the small dog is. She looks like Kelpie, Dachshund, Fox Terrier, a bit of everything.
Uh-huh. So you have a large and a smaller dog?
I do, yes. An old dog and a young dog.
That's so wonderful. So beside gardening, is there anything that you do like for fun?
Lots of things. Bushwalking in general. Mm-hmm. Being outdoors pretty much. Mm. Camping. Mm. That kind of thing.
So I understand you have a son and a daughter.
I have a son and two daughters.
Two daughters.
Yep. Grown up.
Okay. Yep. So are they into bushwalking with you as well?
They are pretty much taken after me. All nature lovers. Mm. We most of their growing up was on the south coast, so there was lots of opportunity for outdoor activities.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about your cultural background, like where you came from and where you're.
Okay, my parents are from Finland. My father came out when he was a young chap and worked at the mines in Mount Isa. He moved back to Finland and married Mum, and they moved back here to Western Australia, and he was a cray fisherman, and they had us three girls. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back to Finland, where my sisters and I did some schooling, so we learnt to read and write Finnish quite proficiently. And then we moved back here. Yeah.
Oh, so how many languages do you speak?
just the two, just Finnish and Australian. Mm-hmm. We all have dual citizenship, mm-hmm. myself and my sisters, so we've got Aussie and Finnish citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's great. So what about, is there a favourite sports team that you root for?
Not particularly. Not particularly. Not a very sporty person. Yeah.
So is there any favorite type of coffee that you like?
Coffee. Pretty much all coffee.
All coffee.
It's my favorite.
Everything?
Yes.
Flat
my
white?
Lifeline. Flat white. Mm. My lifeline for the morning. Gets
so
me going.
Do you drink black coffee then?
On occasion. Mm-hmm. Just the like short black coffee after dinner type.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is your favorite color?
Anything colorful. You'll see by my office, I have lots of color.
You have a lot of color decorated. Okay.
I like all colors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I had a favorite.
Mm. Do you have anything that you would like to tell us about yourself?
About myself.
Mm.
I like road trips, adventuring,
mm-hmm.
just getting in the car for holidays and driving to mm-hmm. with not a real destination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything interesting, to be honest.
So how long have you been living in Canberra?
Oh God, almost 9 years now.
Oh.
Prior to that, mm-hmm. I lived on the south coast for about 11, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that in Canberra.
How's the weather comparing to from south coast to Canberra?
Winters in Canberra I find mm-hmm. are colder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you lived in anywhere outside South Coast and the New South Wales?
Finland and Western Australia.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about living in Finland?
Cold winters,
uh-huh.
short summers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, long cold winters,
yeah.
Dark, beautiful summers,
mm-hmm.
very green and lush,
mm-hmm.
lots and lots of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a very comfortable way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of central heating and saunas, decked mm-hmm. out for comfort.
Mm-hmm. So Finland is at a really high hemisphere, is it?
Yes, next door to Sweden on one side and Russia on the other,
mm-hmm.
in the Arctic Circle.
Mm. So do you have like this like really long winter nights? Like
we do, yeah.
So
long
the sun wouldn't come up.
Yeah, and long summer nights where the sun doesn't go down,
mm-hmm.
midsummer solstice.
Mm-hmm. So which city did you live in?
We lived in a place called Kokkola in Finnish,
uh-huh.
and it was called Gamla Karleby in Swedish.
Oh.
So the area where we lived, there's a lot of Swedish people
mm-hmm.
as well. So it's a Finnish-Swedish
mm-hmm.
speaking area.
Ooh. So Finnish
Ostrobothnia.
And Swedish, they speak different languages, do they?
Totally different.
Wow.
The Finnish language, sister language is Hungarian.
Mm-hmm.
So Finnish are a little bit of like a mixed pot. We've got people of all sorts of appearances there. We've got fair blue-eyed like my family. Then you've got dark-eyed people and Baltic-looking people, Scandinavian-looking people, some Asian-looking people, a little bit of everything.
Mm. Is there a favourite like real-life events such as Christmas or any holidays that you like particularly?
I like celebrating the solstices.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of an old pagan tradition in Finland.
Okay.
Bonfire, summer solstice and winter solstice.
Nice.
Yeah, and Christmas can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody gets along well.
It's where Santa comes from, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. And Easter's quite a big fun thing in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Kids do like, it's a little bit like a trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
They dress up as witches and trolls and go door knocking for sweets.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
I remember seeing a movie. It's called Troll Hunter. It's in Sweden, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. Like the
lots
idea.
Of fun,
of,
lots of kooky ideas.
Yeah, idea.
Very
trolls
weird.
In the real world. Yeah. So is
Finland,
there
Finland makes some very weird movies. Fun
mm-hmm.
but weird.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
And they have strange festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Air guitar championships.
Air guitar. How do you do an air guitar? You just
play the guitar with no music. And they've got the wife carrying competition,
race. You were talking about the wife carrying thing.
Yeah. Strange things, like swimming in the middle of winter in the icy little pools.
Do people survive,
though? They're tough. Many years of practice.
Yes, they are.
And the sauna competition they have, who can tolerate being in the sauna for the longest time. Unfortunately, there's been a death or two, I believe, from that. But anyway,
each
to their own.
So can you tell us a little bit about your observation, like the differences between Australian community and Finnish community, or like people in general, what they behave?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because I guess their way of life is pretty much a Western lifestyle in both ways. I'd say Finnish people can come across as being a lot more quiet, quieter way of living, until you get to know them and until you do a stint living there.
Okay.
Obviously not as much outdoor life because of the weather.
Yeah. I was thinking, because Aussies like outdoor stuff.
Yeah, very beachy.
Thanks for coming for the interview, Joya.
You're welcome. Nice to chat.
I'm very happy to chat with you. Thank you.
The MYS podcast is brought to you by Multicultural Youth Services ACT, and we're dedicated to multicultural youth advocacy. The show will always be free. If you enjoyed our program, please support us by visiting our website at myspodcast.wordpress.com, where we have our latest episodes and new updates. If you'd like to be on our show, please contact Alex at alex@mys.org.au. That's my email, alex@mys.org.au. Or you can pop in our MYS office, where you can always find me on Monday through Fridays. Thank you very much.